弟兄姐妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
本来是安排最后一位讲。
I was originally scheduled to speak last.
结果后来变最前面讲。
And then it turned out I was speaking first.
这不晓得是因为圣经说在后的要在前。
I don't know if it's what it says in the Bible, the last will be first.
因为第一位，所以我想我们一起先来看一下马太福音第六章。
Because I'm first to speak, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，我们就对不起，我念第九节到十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, and I will read verses 9 through 13.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
那我们知道这个最后一节，这一节十三节，就是我们这一次西安特会的主题。
We know that this last verse, verse 13, was the theme for our WCCC this year.
Yeah. 我今天早上交通要先从一个故事开始。
I want to begin my sharing today with a story.
许多年前，当我还是初中生的时候
，Many years ago when I was still in middle school，
啊，我住在台湾
，I lived in Taiwan。
那有一年，我母亲从美国带回来一盒 jigsaw puzzle。
One year, my mother came back from the States and brought with her a jigsaw puzzle。
啊，这个我不知道中文怎么翻译，这是一种拼图。
I'm not sure how to translate this into Chinese. It's a puzzle.
但是呢，我想弟兄姐妹在美国大家都看过。
But I think brothers and sisters who've been here in the U.S. have seen this before.
这样子形状的拼图。
It's this puzzle in this shape.
它有很奇怪的形状。
There are many peculiar shapes.
然后呢，它这个有很多的这个 interlocking， 它有很多可以这个连锁在一起的地方。
There are many interlocking and tessellating pieces.
那这对我来说是非常新奇的。
So I was really fascinated by this.
Yeah, 我第一次碰到这样的拼图。
It was the first time I had seen something like this.
所以我一开始的时候呢，我这个第一个反应呢，就是想说呢，那我就去把找到这个形状啊，能够符合的，把它们放在一块就好了。
So my first idea was to piece together the pieces that seemed similar in shape.
结果我很快发现啊，这行不通的。
But soon I found out that this was not the solution.
因为呢，这个很多呢，它们形状都看起来都很相似。
Because many of them have the same and similar shapes.
所以你看这样子可以放在一起吗
？So can you piece it together like this?
这完全不符合是吧
？It doesn't work.
所以呢，我就发现说呢，原来这个拼图啊，我不能用我以前的老方法拼了。
So I figured out that I can't use my old ideas to piece together this puzzle.
那这盒拼图的话呢，它唯一的提供的一个线索是什么？
And what was the only clue that this puzzle gave me?
就是在这个封面的这个照片。
It was the picture on the top of the box.
Yeah. 所以我就发现说呢，我不管是哪一块，任何一小片。
So it didn't matter which piece, any piece.
那么我都必须要把它来跟这个盒子上面的图案了来对照。
I had to compare it with the picture on the box top.
这样我才能知道它应该有的位置。
That way, I can determine its proper location.
Yeah. 那个时候我母亲买的不是这一盒。
And the one that my mother bought was not this one.
但是一个很，真是一幅非常美丽的图画。
But it was a beautiful picture.
是一个一群绵羊在一个草场上面。
There were a herd of sheep on a green pasture.
那么稍微远处的地方呢，有一个农庄。
And in the background, there was a farm.
然后在更远的地方呢，有一片森林在山丘上面。
And even further, there was a forest with many hills.
然后在最后面呢是蓝天和白云。
And in the very background was white clouds in, on a blue sky.
哦，真是美丽的图案。
It was a beautiful picture.
但是我发现呢，这个就非常的挑战了，是非常有挑战性了。
But I thought that this was very challenging.
所以每一片我拿到的时候呢，我必须要注意三件事情。
But so every time I picked up a piece, I would have to remember three things.
Consider.
I would consider three things.
考虑它的颜色。
I would consider its color.
它如果是白色的，那这个白色是羊的白色呢，还是天上云的白色？
And if it was white, was this white from the sheep or from the white clouds?
如果是暗绿色，那这是那个森林里的呢？还是说它这个是其实是那个草地，但是是羊的阴影照在那个上面，造成的墨绿色？
If it was a darker green, was this part of the forest or just a shadow that the sheep cast onto the grass?
所以这个是第一个考虑，颜色。
This was the first consideration, color.
第二个考虑是它相对的位置。
The second consideration was its relative location.
比如说我看到我说这个一定是这个白色，这一定是羊呢。
And if I said, this piece is definitely white and it's from a sheep.
可是那里有一大群羊，到底是哪一只，这属于哪一只羊的？
But there was a whole flock of sheep, so which sheep did it belong to?
那是羊的头呢，还是羊的肚子呢，还是羊的背呢？
Is it the sheep's head, is it its back, or its belly?
那第三个问题的话就是，我想说，哦，这个我说这一定对了，这我现在一定找到对的地方了，我把它摆下去，那它跟它旁边的pieces, 它旁边那几块能不能符合呢？
And if I found the right piece and location, did it fit with the other pieces surrounding it?
如果说跟旁边的不合，那表示说，那我一定错了。
If it didn't match with the surrounding pieces, then I was wrong.
所以我们就发现说啊，这和拼图啊，带500片，还真是不简单呢。
So I found out that it was truly a task because there were 500 pieces.
这每一片都是挑战。
And each piece was a challenge.
那我们有一些地方就觉得特别难拼，但我们克服的时候，我们真的好高兴。
And when we found a truly challenging spot, but we conquered it, we were truly happy.
Yeah, 最后的时候总算这整幅图画出来了。
And in the end, we did complete the entire picture.
那就是跟那个盒子上面那个图案是一样的。
And it was exactly the same as the picture on the box top.
所以这个故事跟我们今天的主题有什么关系呢？
So what does the story have anything to do with our theme this morning?
我想我们会发现人生呢就好像一盒拼图。
I think we find that life is like a puzzle.
那我们许多的事情发生呢就好像一块一块这里面的一片一片一样。
And many events that happen in our life are like the pieces of this jigsaw puzzle.
如果我们只是看一片一片的话呢，我们觉得这些事情啊好像都没什么意思，都不 make sense.
If we survey each piece individually, we see that it doesn't make sense.
我们唯一能够知道人生的意义、人生的目的，是当我们回能够看到这个盒子上面这完整的图画。
But the only way we can find the purpose and goal of our life is to return to this completed picture.
那这个图画。
And this picture,
就是神在我们人生中所定的旨意和目的。
Is the picture of God and His plan and goal in our life.
所以我想，我们许多时候啊，我们就试着说我们自己想解决这人生的这个奥秘，所以我们就自己试着努力要把它拼在一块儿，是不是？
And many times we try and figure out the mystery of life through our own efforts and piece these pieces together.
我们这样的结果只是会失望。
The result of this is failure.
那只有当我们来看神为我们所定的目的，神为我们所定的计划，我们才有可能解释人生的意义。
But only when we look at the purpose and goal that God has placed in our life can we see the meaning of life.
那神要我们看的是什么图案呢？
And what is the picture that God wants us to see?
那加拉太书和哥林多前书那里，保罗告诉我们说呢。那幅图案，那幅图画，就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Paul in Galatians and 1 Corinthians tells us that the picture portrayed there is Christ and Him crucified.
这是不是我们这次西岸特会听到的信息
？Was this the message that we heard from WCCC this year?
其实我觉得这一直是我们听到一再的强调的一个信息。
I think this was strongly emphasized throughout the messages.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
基督乃是神心意中那个至终的目的、最高的目的和计划。
Jesus Christ is the ultimate and highest purpose of God in his heart.
而十字架是那个道路、那个方法、那个凭借。
And the cross is the means, the method, and the way.
我们来想想看，我们这次讲的三个题目，国度、权柄和荣耀。
Let's think about the three themes that we talked about at WCCC: kingdom, power, and glory.
基督是怎么样得到他的国度呢？
How did Christ receive his glory, his kingdom?
发生了什么事情，所以父使他为主为基督呢？
What happened that God placed him as Christ and Lord?
是经过十字架。
Is through the cross.
那么神的能力是怎么彰显出来的呢？
And how was the power of God manifested?
这个保罗说，因为这个十字架的道理在灭亡的人为愚拙，但在我们信的人却是神的大能。
Because Paul says, For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Yeah, 这是哥林多前书一章十八节的话。
This is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18.
那么我们的主怎么得着荣耀呢？
And how did our Lord receive his glory?
我们记得在腓立比书第二章吗？
Do we remember Philippians chapter 2?
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But emptied himself and taking the form of a bond servant and being made into the likeness of man.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the God the Father.
我们记不记得主耶稣在给那两个往以马忤斯路上的门徒怎么说呢？
Do we remember what Jesus said to the two disciples on their way to Emmaus?
Yeah.这个是在路加福音二十四章二十六节。
This is in Luke chapter 26.
基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory?
所以再一次的，我们发现是经过十字架。
So once again, we see that it is because and through the cross.
弟兄姐妹，我们知不知道神给我们定的这个目的啊？神给我们定的旨意是一个不可能的任务。
Brothers and sisters, we know that the will and purpose of that God has for us is an impossible mission.
对天然人是不可能的。
It is impossible for the natural man.
但是对一个与基督在他的死和复活上联合的人是可能的。
But it is possible for one who is united with Christ in death and resurrection.
所以感谢主呢，当我们更多的认识、更多经历基督和十字架的意义。
We thank the Lord because as we continue to know, understand Him, come to know Him through the cross,
我们就更多被改变，更多被带进他的国度、权柄和荣耀里面。
We are continually changed and brought into His kingdom, power, and glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在需要常常的回到神的旨意来看这幅完整的图画。
Brothers and sisters, we need to continue to return to God's purpose for us to see this picture.
我们需要比较我们现在的光景跟神的旨意。
We need to compare our situation now, our circumstances, and God's purpose.
那就好像我们在玩拼图的时候，我们是不是发现，在我们人生中，我们好像有缺少一些，我们有 missing pieces, 我们少了几块啊。
Just like a jigsaw puzzle, do we feel that we're missing pieces in our life?
或者我们觉得说我们已经经过了许多年，但是我们好像没有什么进步，好像我们卡住了。
Or that we've gone through many years, yet we see no progress. We're kind of stuck.
也许是因为我们不愿意跟随神的计划，不愿意跟随神的旨意。
Maybe it's because we're not willing to follow His purpose and will.
我们还是在挣扎，要用我们自己的方法，用我们自己的意思。
We're still struggling to use our own efforts and our own ideas.
或者我们是不是有一些坚固的营垒？
Or we have some type of stronghold within us.
经过这么多年，主没有自由能够进入。
That through so many years, the Lord does not have the freedom to come in.
我想我举个例子来讲一些，我想我们可能觉得比较没有那么抽象的事情。
I'll give an example that is more practical.
在马太福音十六章，对不起，马太福音第六章我们刚读的地方。
What we just read in Matthew chapter 6.
当主教导我们祷告的时候。
When the Lord teaches us to pray.
他在在十二节那里，他有提到说，我们要赦免人，求父赦免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
In verse 12, it says we ought to ask the Father to forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors.
那之后这个十五节呢，有讲到说呢，我们要十四节，对不起，要免了别人的过犯。
And again, in verse 14, it says we ought to forgive others for their transgressions.
所以我们的祷告蒙垂听跟我们赦免有很大的关系。
So, with our prayers being answered and forgiveness, these two are interconnected.
也跟我们能不能进入他的国度、权柄、荣耀有很大的关系。
And it's also related to whether or not we're able to enter into His kingdom, power, and glory.
我们最近有没有赦免人呢？
Have we forgiven someone lately?
是不是因为有人做了什么样的事情，我们没办法赦免？
Is it because someone has wronged us, we cannot forgive them?
也许经过了已经十几二十年了，我们仍然有一些疙瘩在那边。
Maybe there's still a struggle there, even after tens and 20 years.
这样的话呢，可能去在我们里面形成一个阴影。
This might cause a shadow in our life.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能可以有很多表面上的客套，我们都客客气气的，但我们缺乏彼此相爱的实际。
Brothers and sisters, we may have the courtesy outwardly.But we lack the reality within.
我想我们这样的事情，我们需要带到主面前受对付。
I think we need to bring this before our Lord for Him to deal with.
你记得旧约的雅各
？You remember Jacob in the Old Testament?
Yeah. 他逃离家以后二十年。
After running away from home 20 years.
他仍然需要回去面对他的最大的噩梦。
He still had to return back home to face his greatest fear.
Yeah, 就是他哥哥以扫。
That is his brother Esau.
我们知道雅各是一个肉体很大的人。
We know that Jacob's flesh was great.
Yeah, 所以他必须要来到这个亚伯渡口，来到这个比努伊勒。
So he had to come to Peniel.
Yeah, 在那里他的肉体跟神有一个很大的争执。
And there his flesh struggled with God.
但他最后向神降服了。
But eventually he yielded to God.
我想他在那里有一次十字架经历。
I think he experienced the cross there.
所以他才能够被准备好，他才能够来面对他的哥哥。
Therefore he was prepared to meet his brother Esau.
弟兄姐妹，但愿这样的，这给我们一个提醒。
Brothers and sisters, may this remind us.
我们生命中可能有许多坚固的营垒需要主来对付。
That in our life there may be many strongholds that the Lord needs to deal with.
但愿我们不惧怕十字架。
May we not fear the cross.
因为十字架的后面是复活。
Because behind the cross is resurrection.
羞辱之后乃是荣耀。
After shame there comes glory.
是十字架能够带领我们进入他的荣耀，进入他得胜里面。
So may the cross lead us into his glory and his victory.
那我们常常回头来看父为我们所定的旨意。
That we may always return to the purpose and will that God, that the Father has for us.
看见这个完整的图画。
To see this entire picture.
你看见基督并他钉十字架。
To see Christ and Him crucified.
因为这幅图画成为在我们里面成为真实。
And may this picture become a reality in our lives.
我今天交通的题目是括号教会生活彰显神的荣耀。
The theme of my sharing today is live out a good church life and to manifest the glory of God.
今年的锡安特会，神借着他的仆人释放了一个非常重要的信息。
God through his servants released an important message at WCCC this year.
那就是神的国度、权柄和荣耀是要借着他地上教会的生活彰显出来。
That is that the kingdom, power, and glory of God is to be manifested in the church life here on earth.
换句话说，在地上没有什么能够比一个美好的教会生活更能彰显神的国度、权柄和荣耀。
In other words, there is nothing compared to a good church life, an abundant church life, that can better manifest the kingdom, power, and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
可见对每一个基督徒来讲，过好一个教会生活是何等的重要。
Therefore, for each Christian, it is important for us to live out a good church life.
当我们蒙恩得救那一刻，主耶稣就已经把他那个新的生命放到我们的里面。
When we received our Lord Jesus as our Savior, He's already placed a new life within us.
这是一个客观真理，也是一个不争的事实。
This is an objective truth, and also a fact.
这个新的生命是要记着过教会的生活，不断地顺着圣灵的带领，不断地进行生命的操练，才能长大成熟。
And this life can only grow and mature through exercising a good church life and also the leading of the Spirit.
这样，当难处来到的时候，这个生命就能够在我们里面掌权作王。
That way, when trials come, this life can reign and reign in our life.
我们就可以记着这个新的生命胜过难处。
And through this new life, we can overcome obstacles.
从而彰显出主耶稣基督是真实的在我们的生活中作王掌权。
And to manifest that our Lord Jesus Christ truly reigns in our life.
这样我们就可以说我们有一个丰盛的生命。
That way we can say we have an abundant life.
感谢主，在教会负责弟兄的带领下，
Thank the Lord that through the encouragement and guidance of our responsible brothers,
我在过去的一段时间和弟兄姊妹们一起，
For a while now, together with brothers and sisters,
从生命的操练开始，
Starting with exercising a new life,
过一个好的教会生活，
Have been able to live a good church life.
我今天就想用一个我自己小小的经历来见证，过一个好的教会生活对我自己来讲是一件何等蒙福的事情。
And today I want to share through one of my experiences and testify of how a good church life has truly blessed me.
从07年起，我一直在西雅图一家制药公司工作。
Starting in 07, I began working at a pharmaceutical company in Seattle.
我的工作是新药的研发工作。
And I was working in the research and development department.
蒙主保守，我们公司虽然小，不到20人。
By the grace of God, even though our company had less than 20 employees,
但是业绩很好。
But business was good.
正因为如此，今年四月份，总部在加州的一个大的药公司把我们的公司收购了，或者叫兼并。
But because of this, this April, one of the companies headquarters based in California, bought and merged our companies.
根据经验，我已经估计到，在新的公司工作，这个工作中一定会有一些难处。
And through my past experiences, I knew that working at a new company would stir up difficulties.
所以对此我思想上可以说也是有所准备。
So, in a way, I had already had this idea in my mind.
只是没有料到这个难处要比我想象的大。
But I didn't know that these difficulties would far surpass what I imagined.
事情是这样的，公司为了整合的需要，
This was a situation. the company because of integration.
它需要把我们每个人的职称往下调一级。听清楚了，不是往上调一级，是往下调一级。
They demoted each one of us one position.
但是，感谢主，工资不变。
But thank the Lord, our wages, our salary was still the same.
虽然如此，这对我也是个挺大的难处。
Even so, this was a great struggle within me.
因为在公司工作的弟兄姊妹都知道，一个职称对你来讲，在公司是非常重要的。
Because as brothers and sisters who work in companies know, your title is very important.
你的职称越高，说明公司对你越重视。
The higher your title, the more valued you are by the company.
你的同事们也会对你越尊敬。
And your fellow coworkers also respect you more.
你每年的奖金也会越多。
And your salary will increase.
Bonus.
Your bonus will be higher.
还有一件很重要的事情，你的办公室也会越大。
And one more important thing, your office will be bigger.
简单的说，当你有一个高的职称，在公司里你可以得到很多世人所羡慕的东西。
Simply speaking, with a higher title in a company, you're more able to gain the things that are valued by people on this earth.
所以当这个公司的决定一出来，我的心里是很多的焦虑，也可以说有一些慌乱，也可以说有一些焦躁，也不知道怎么办。
So when the announcement came out, I had struggled in my heart and I had worries in my heart.
但是我知道这是一个我必须面对的难处。
But I knew that this was a trial that I had to face.
我必须做出选择。
I had to make a decision.
在我面前只有两种选择。
And before me there were only two options.
我可以选择活在分别善恶树下。
I can choose to live under the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
也就是说，让那个老亚当继续在我的生命里做王掌权。
That is to say, to continue to allow the old Adam to reign in me.
这样，我就应该去跟公司据理力争。
So I should go and complain and fight for my position with the company.
表达我的不满。
And to display my unhappiness.
争取他们能够改变决定。
And hopefully they will change their minds.
还有一个选择。
Another option.
我可以选择活在生命树下。
I can choose to live under the tree of life.
那就是一切交给主。
That is to commit all to the Lord.
让主耶稣在我里面做王掌权。
To let our Lord Jesus reign in my life.
让主带领我前面的路。
To allow the Lord to lead me forward.
感谢主，圣灵给了我一个很清楚的启示。
Thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit gave me a very clear revelation.
你要选择后者。
You are to choose the latter.
你要以平安的心态去接受这个变化。
You are to accept this change with peace.
我感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我胜过了这个难处。
That I overcame this difficulty.
我清楚地记得在一月份我们生命操练的学过的那一段经文。
I very clearly remember in January the verse that we learned in exercising the new life.
那就是以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
That is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10.
你不要害怕。
Do not fear.
因为我与你同在。
For I am with you.
不要惊慌。
Do not anxiously look about you.
因为我是你的神。
For I am your God.
我必坚固你。
I will strengthen you.
我必帮助你。
Surely I will help you.
我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他是这样的爱我。
He loves me so.
在难处来到之前，他就已经用这么宝贵的话语来喂养了我的生命。
that before my struggles began, he used such words to nourish my life.
让我的生命能够长大成熟。
So that my life may grow and mature.
让我能够胜过难处。
That I may overcome this obstacle.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
非常奇妙的事情发生了。
Something miraculous happened then.
当我以平静的心态来接受了这个公司的安排。
When I accepted the arrangement of the company in peace,
公司宣布了三件事情。
The company announced three things.
第一，他给了我一笔奖金，感谢我愿意为新的公司服务。
First, they awarded me some monetary award, and thanking me, signing bonus, thanking me for signing with them.
第二，公司给我分了一间又宽敞又明亮的办公室。
And number two, the company gave me a large and bright office.
面积几乎比我以前旧的办公室大了近一倍。
And it was about twice as big as my old office.
最后公司还告诉我。
Lastly, the company also told me.
说你的工作年限是从07年算起。
That my seniority or the length of time working with the company would start counting in 2007.
也就是说到明年二月份我就给公司服务了五年。
That is to say, starting next year, I will have served the company for 5 years.
这样我又多了一个星期的假期。
And then I gain one extra week of vacation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的神是信实的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a faithful God.
当你愿意交出你的主权，
When you're willing to let go of your authority,
让他真正在你生命里作王掌权,
and truly allow him to reign in your life,
他就要在你的生活中坚固你，帮助你，祝福你。
He will stabilize you, sustain you, support you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们实在要感谢我们的神。
So brothers and sisters, we truly thank our God.
他把他自己的教会建在地上。
He established his church on earth.
成为我们每个人的家。
To be our family.
成为我们每一个人的保护。
To be our protection.
成为我们每一个人的帮助。
To be our blessing.
也成为我们每一个人的祝福。
And to be our help.
我们实在要珍惜我们在地上的教会生活。
We truly ought to treasure our church life here on earth.
我们实在要珍惜我们每一次的聚集。
We need to treasure every meeting.
我们要实在要珍惜我们每一次的聚会。
We need to treasure every time we meet together.
因为借着过一个丰盛的、有生命的教会生活。
Because through an abundant church life.
我们里面的生命才能长大成熟。
Our life may grow and mature.
我们才能在我们每天地上的生活中彰显出神的国度、权柄和荣耀。
And only in this way can we manifest God's kingdom, power, and glory.
愿感谢赞美归给主耶稣基督。
May thanks, the glory, thanksgiving and praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿荣耀颂赞归给我们天上的父神。
May glory and praise be to our Father in heaven.
我们先来读两处的圣经。
Let's read two passages first.
以弗所书第一章十九到二十节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ.
我们再读下一处圣经是以弗所。
When he raised him up from the dead and seated him on the right hand in the heavenly places.
我们下一处是第二章第六节。
The second passage is chapter 2, verse 6.
他又叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我今天所要交通的就是在西安特会里面的一点的得着。
And I would like to fellowship today is what I understood from the West Coast Christian Conference.
这是 Dana Condon 弟兄在他的信息里面所释放的一个点。
And that is a point that delivered in Brother Dana Condon's message.
刚才读的这两处圣经就是 Dana Condon 弟兄所根据的圣经。
And this is two passages our brother based on in his message.
他这里看见第一章的第二十节提到叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And in chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse 20, he saw that our Lord was seated at the right hand of God.
他这里看见一个升天的能力。
And he saw the power of ascension.
就是这一点非常摸着我的心。
And that touched my heart greatly.
因为他举了一个比喻。
Because he used an illustration.
他说我们生活的这个世界。
He said that the earth we live on.
就像一个棺材一样。
And it's like a coffin.
当我听见那个名字的时候，实在很抓我的心。棺材一样。
I was captured by that term.
他说这个地就像棺材底。
And he said that the earth is like the bottom of a coffin.
这个什么的天就像棺材顶。
And heaven is like the lid to the coffin.
我们好像就生活在这个棺材里面。
And we are living in this coffin.
一下子好像就好像是，我就觉得好像一下子好像就有一个感觉，就好像我被带到棺材的外面来。
And I was, right at that moment, it seems I was brought out of the coffin.
就看见这棺材在我前面。
And I saw that coffin right in front of me.
那我以前的生活就在棺材里面。
And my life in past was in the coffin.
所以对我的这个触动非常大。
And that touched me greatly.
所以他提到这个升天的能力，就使我们能够从棺材的里面来到棺材的外面。
And he talked about the power of ascension that will bring us out of the coffin and to the outside of it.
在听到他这个棺材的比喻之前
，And before the illustration of the coffin，
我也听说过一个类似的比喻。
I heard a similar illustration.
他是用这个叫方盒子来比喻。
He used a box.
方盒子比喻我们住的这个世界。
And he used a box to describe the world we lived in.
但是对我的触动就没有这棺材那么大。
And yet I was not touched as greatly as the illustration of a coffin.
因为这个方盒子是个中性的名词。
And because a box is a more like a neutral term.
这个棺材却有一个很强烈的印象。
And yet that coffin gave me a very strong impression.
第一，棺材是跟死连在一起的。
First of all, the coffin is related to death.
因为人死了才需要棺材。
Because only a person who is dead would need a coffin.
第二是棺材是跟埋葬连在一起的。
And the coffin is to be buried.
没有人把棺材放在自己家里面做装饰品。
And nobody going to use a coffin as a decoration in your house.
棺材的目的就是埋掉的。
And the purpose of a coffin is to be buried.
所以你知道这棺材是被咒诅的。
So that you would know that the coffin is cursed.
是受审判的。
And that is condemned.
所以他一提这个棺材，你马上就知道什么意思。
And when the term coffin is mentioned, you will know the meaning of it.
我想起来圣经里面提到过两次的审判对我们这个世界。
And I remember in the Bible two times mentioned concerning the judgment or condemnation on this world.
第一次的审判已经发生了。
The first judgment already happened.
就是诺亚的时代。
And that is the era of Noah.
就像那是洪水的审判。
And that is a judgment of a flood.
就像这个神把这棺材放在水里洗一洗。
And as if the Lord has put his coffin into the flood to wash it clean.
为什么要洗呢？
And why the coffin needs to be washed?
就是因为棺材里面太臭了。
Because there's a stench in the coffin.
太多的死亡了。
And too much death.
太多的污秽了。
Too much defilement.
所以神把它洗一洗。
So the Lord needs to wash it.
然后有个新的开始。
And they will have a new beginning.
当时是给诺亚一个方舟。
And at that time, an ark was given to Noah.
他们的一家人在这个方舟里面。
And his whole family was in the ark.
虽然神把这个棺材扔在水里洗一洗。
And even the Lord threw the coffin in the water to wash it.
但是因为诺亚一家在方舟里面，所以他们得了保护。
And yet, for the Noah and his family was in the ark, they were protected.
那有第二次的审判。
And there were going to be a second judgment.
是将来的审判。
And that's the judgment in the future.
那次的审判就好像神把这棺材扔在火里面去。
And in that judgment, the Lord is going to put the coffin into the fire.
圣经里面告诉我们说，凡有形质的都要被销毁。
And the Bible tells us that whoever is a materialistic will be consumed.
这在火里面的审判，只有那些被缠身在基督里面的，哎，才能够经过这个火的审判，哎，没事情。
And those who are in Christ can go through this judgment without being damaged.
所以这个图画，其实对我来说就很强烈。
And therefore, it is a very strong picture to me.
然后我就在想说，那我怎么样不活在这棺材里面啊？
And then I thought to myself, how could I not live in this coffin?
所以呢，你看这个圣经里面还是同样的圣经，就是在二十节这里讲到一同坐在天上。
And then we can see that in the verse 20,
这是第六节，第二章第六节。
And actually, it's verse 6 in chapter 2. He said that to be seated in with Christ in the heavenly places.
因为第一章的二十节是指着主说的。
Because In verse 20 of chapter 1 was referring to Christ himself.
是指着基督的复活和升天。
And talk about his resurrection and his ascension.
第二章的第六节是指我们说的。
And the chapter 2 verse 6 talks about us.
说我们可以与基督一同坐在天上。
So that we can be seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
所以你看这幅图画，我们坐在天上这幅图画。
Therefore, you can see this picture being seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
与这个生活在棺材里面的图画。
And in comparison to the life in the coffin,
就是个非常强烈的对比。
It is a strong contrast.
当我们坐在天上的时候，你能看见什么呢？
And when we are in the heaven, in the heavenly places, what can we see?
你至少看见三件事情。
You will see three things.
当你从上往下看，看着棺材的时候，
When you see from above and you see the coffin,
你的看见就不一样。
And you will have a different perspective.
跟我们生活在这个棺材里面的感觉完全不一样。
And you will have a different understanding, if you live in this coffin.
以前我们生活在这里，我们还觉得蛮不错的，蛮滋润的。
And in the past, when we live in the coffin, we feel like, oh, it's pretty good.
你看这个生活条件也很好。
And we see a very good living environment.
环境也很美丽。
And there's an environment that's pretty beautiful.
物质生活也很丰富。
And materially speaking, it's very abundant.
好像我们也有这个好像亲情友情。
And we have various relationships.
好像我们也有点的服侍。
And we have some service.
但是你从天上看下来的时候，
But when you see from above,
就完全不一样。
And that will be totally different.
就好像你从永远里面看时间就完全不一样。
Like, as if you are seeing time from eternity.
原来你觉得地上有很多的难处的时候，
And when you see many difficulties on earth,
你在天上看下来，
When you see from above,
你好像就不太看见了。
And as if it becomes dim to you.
第二点，您看见什么呀
？And what's the second point you're going to see？
我们现在读一读圣经，就是启示录。
That's in Revelation.
第四章
，Chapter 4，
第九到十一节
，Verses 9 to 11。
每逢是活物，将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远者的时候，那二十四位长老就伏伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的。又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。”
And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying.Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, and receive glory and honor and the power, for you created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created.
你在这里看见一般人，一般我们这里是用我们四活物和二十四位长老来看见他们在敬拜神。
And we can see that there are four creatures and the 24 elders worshiping God.
这里看见说是昼夜的敬拜神。
And they worship God day and night.
所以这是他们的生活方式。
And therefore, it is their way of life.
所以这是第二方面你看见的。
And that's the second point you're going to see.
第三个点你能看见什么呢？
And what's the third point you're going to see?
就你能看见神的荣耀。
And you can see the glory of God.
这就是为什么四活物和二十四位长老在这里昼夜的敬拜神。
And that's the reason why the four living creatures and the 24 elders are worshiping here day and night.
因为他们看见了神的荣耀。
Because they see the glory of God.
在神的同在中。
In God's presence.
他们好像一个 自发的一个，或者说一个里面出来的一个感觉，就是要敬拜神。
They have this spontaneous feeling from within. They would like to worship God.
所以我这里看见一个叫做敬拜的生活方式。
And therefore, I can see this as a worship as a way of life.
这个升天的能力就能够把我们从棺材里面把我们带到天上。
And this power of ascension can bring us from within the coffin to outside.
我们在这个以弗所书的第一章的第二十节里面看见，至少说你有至少两个名词，一个是复活，一个是升天。
And in the verse 20 of Ephesians chapter 1, we can see these two terms. One is resurrection and the other is ascension.
这两个是同一个能力。
And this is two sides of one power.
在同一个生命里面。
And that is within one life.
就基督的生命所给我们带来的复活升天的能力。
That is the power that has been brought to us in the life of Christ Jesus.
但是这个两能，这但是又是两个方面的两个阶段。
And yet, this is seems to be the two aspects or two stages of this life.
我以前在读这段圣经的时候
，In the past, when I read this passage,
当我读到一同坐在天上
，When I read being seated with Christ in the heavenly places,
没有太多的感觉
，I didn't have much feeling toward it.
虽然我有祷告的时候也用这句话
，Even in my prayer, I also pray this phrase.
但好像还是很客观
，and yet to me is still very objective，
很抽象
，very abstract。
一同坐在天上干什么呀
？And being seated with Christ to do what？
不知道干什么
？I don't know what to do。
但是呢，但神看见开我们的眼睛
，but then yet when the Lord opened our eyes，
我们看见有两个不同的生活方式
，and we can see that there are two ways of living。
地有地的生活方式
，and there's a way of living on earth。
天有天的生活方式
，and there's a way of life in heaven。
地的生活方式是什么呀
？And what's the way of life on earth？
地的生活方式就是以自己为中心。
The way of life on earth is to be self-centered。
以物质享受为目的。
And that to the purpose of the life is to enjoy material blessings。
以赚钱为我们的主要内容。
And the main content of this life is to earn money。
不管是我们是借着工作来赚钱。
Either you earn money through your work。
或者是有自己的那个生意来赚钱
，or through your business，
但是这都是我们的一个主要的一个目的。
And that will be that's the main purpose。
那天上的生活方式是什么呀
？And so what is the way of life in heaven？
是以神为中心
，and that's God-centered。
是以敬拜为主要的内容
，and the main content is worship。
是以赞美为主题
，and the praise is the theme。
如果我们里面的生命没有被改变的话，我们觉得好像还是地上比较具体、比较实在一点。
If our lives has not been changed within, then we still feel like the things on earth are still more concrete and substantial.
因为我们还不带人进到那个敬拜的享受里面去。
Because we have not entered into the enjoyment of worship.
我们还不能进到那个敬拜所给我们带来的满足里面去。
We have not been able to enter into the satisfaction of worship.
我们真的是没有在这个神的同在里面，好像被更新、被满足。被变过来一样似的。
We have not been changed and be satisfied in the presence of God.
但是如果我们心里面有这个渴慕的时候
，But and yet if we have this longing in us，
至少我就有。
At least I have.
所以我就问神说，我怎么样才能够坐在天上去呢
？And I ask God, how can I be seated in the heavenly places？
难道我上去我就不下来了吗
？And is that when I am in the heavenly places, then I won't return？
神给我看见说不是这样子的。
God allows me to see it's not the case.
升天的目的
，the purpose of ascension，
是让我们从神的眼光来看这个世界。
And it's to grant us a perspective to see the things in this world.
来看见一点点天上的这种生活。
And to see the way of life in heaven.
让我们把天上的生活带到地上来。
And so that we can bring the life from heaven down to earth.
这样在地上就有一般人。
So therefore, on earth, there are a group of people.
能活出天上的样式。
That can live up the way of life in heaven.
这在地上就是见证。
And that is a testimony on earth.
神要我们把天带到地上来。
And God wants us to bring heaven down to earth.
当基督来的时候。
And when Christ returns.
他做的就是这件事情。
Or when Christ came, he did the same thing.
他就是把天带到地上来。
He brought heaven to earth.
把天向我们来打开。
And he opened the heaven to us.
希望得到一般人。
He hoped to gain a people
能被他带到这个实际里面去
that he, whom he can bring into this reality.
那我就问神说，那怎么开始呢？
And so I asked God, how can I start?
我怎么样从地的生活方式，好像活到天的生活方式里面去呢？
How can I change from the way of life on earth to the way of life in heaven?
天的生活方式就是敬拜，对不对？
Because the way of life in heaven is to worship.
整天的敬拜。
It's to worship day and night.
昼夜不停的敬拜。
And day and night, we're going to worship.
那我家我谁来养呢？
And who going to feed my family?
我要不要去工作呢？
Do I have to make a living?
所以神让我看见说。
And God allows me to see.
这个天上的生活方式，这是个目标，是个终极的目标。
The way of life in heaven is the ultimate goal.
是我们所要努力，就好像你被带，你从地上带到天上去。
As if we are being brought from earth to heaven.
你这个转换的过程就是我们生活方式的变化。
And the transfer process is the change in the way of life.
但升天好像是一个过程升天。
And yet the ascension itself is a process.
升天最大的障碍是什么？
So what's the biggest obstacle to this ascension?
我们之所以不能升天，
the reason that we cannot be seated in the heavenly places,
是因为受罪的捆，是因为受地的捆绑。
Because we are bound by earth.
好像我们变得很重。
And we become so heavy.
什么东西让我们变得很重啊？
And what make us so heavy?
我们的房子。
And our house.
我们的积累的财富。
And our accumulation of possessions.
我们的车子。
And our cars.
我们地上的享受。
And our enjoyment on earth.
我们眼目的情欲。
And also the lust of our eyes.
我们肉体的情欲。
And the lust to our flesh.
我们今生的骄傲。
And the pride in this world, pride in this life.
所以说神说这个转变的开始从里面开始的。
And so God says that the starting point for this change is within.
里面你要有看见。
And inside you need to see.
要看见说这些都是棺材里面的东西。
You have to see that all the things are things in the coffin.
这些都是粪土。
And these are but rubbish.
是不能带到天上去的。
That cannot be brought into heaven.
也不能带到永远里面去的。
And it cannot be brought into eternity.
所以开始的话呢，就要过简单的生活。
So to begin with, we need to live a simple life.
圣经里面告诉我们说，要过有衣有食就当知足的生活。
And the Bible tells us if we have a food and a covering, we shall be satisfied.
那我们怎么过一个简单的生活
？And how can we live a simple life?
就是说那些没有必要的，我们就不需要要。
And we don't have to inquire of the things that are not necessary.
我这里想举一个很具体的我自己的一个经历。
I would like to use one of my personal experience.
其实地的捆绑对我们来说最具体的一个表现。
And actually the bondage of earth can be manifested in a very real way.
就是工作。
That is our job.
你有工作，你有身份了。
And you have a job, then you have your status.
你有工作，你就有房子了。
And you have your job, then you have your house.
你有工作，你就可以娶妻生子了。
And you have a job, then you are qualified to get married and to have children.
没有工作，啥也谈不上。
And if you don't have a job, then don't mention any of it.
所以我们很看重这个工作。
So we put much emphasis on our job.
工作在东部。
And if your job is on the East Coast,
我们就去东部。
Then we move to the East Coast.
工作在西部。
And the job is on the East or West Coast.
我全家搬到西部。
Then we're going to move our family to the West Coast.
如果工作在中国。
And if the job is back in China,
我们就要回去。
Then we shall return.
所以工作对我们的捆绑是非常的大。
And so we can see that this is a great bondage of a job on us.
包括你在工作里面。
And also that also includes the in our job.
就两个方面具体的来说
，and there are two aspects we can see this bondage.
一个时间上
，and that is on our time.
这个现在这个世界，魔鬼有一个诡计
，and now in this world the enemy has a scheme.
就是用工作来耗尽我们的时间精力
，and he would like to use our jobs to consume our energy and time.
所以你有做不完的工作
，so you have an endless job to work.
四十个小时不够
，and 40 hours a week is not enough.
五十个小时不够
，50 hours is not enough.
六十个小时还是不够。
60 hours a week is still not enough.
如果你愿意，你可以工作到100个小时，你还是不够。
And if you work 100 hours a week, still that is not enough.
而且呢，不光是说工作的时间长。
Not only you have to work long hours.
你的心思意念完全被他的霸占。
But your mind has been occupied by it.
没有说这个办公室跟家里没有分别的。
There's no distinction between your office or your family.
你在办公室你工作。
You work in your office.
回家工作跟你回家。
And if you return home, then you bring your job with you.
你的心思意念完全被工作霸占。
You are fully occupied by your work.
因为没有做完的事情在那里 bother 你。
Because you are bothered by the unfinished tasks.
你还在想怎么解决这个问题。
You still think about how to gonna get the problem resolved.
这就是我们的光景。
And that's our current condition.
那神给我说看见一条路是，那你怎么样？我们看见这个捆绑，我们怎么样能够脱离这个捆绑呢
？And then.God allows me to see, we can see this advantage, but how can we be delivered from it?
所以当我得救的时候
And so when I was saved,
那是04年
And that was the year of 2004.
我在微软工作。
I work for Microsoft.
我觉得日子很辛苦。
I feel like the time was very tough.
就像当年以色列人在埃及给法老做砖一样。
And just like the days when the Israelite people worked for Pharaoh to make the bricks.
苦得不得了。
That was very tough.
就像以色列人当时跟神昼夜的呼求
，and just like the Israelite people that cry to the Lord day and night，
求神拯救我脱离这个环境
，and they ask the Lord to deliver them from their current condition。
当时我跟神的祷告是说
，but my prayer to God was，
给我换一份工作
，and please allow me to change my job，
轻松一点
，and that will be easier，
最好40个小时之内就可以
，and hopefully that I can get my work done in 40 hours a week。
但是工资不要减。
But I would like to have the same salary.
经过一段时间的寻求找工作
，and after days of seeking,
我发现没这回事。
I found that that's not the case.
后来我才知道
，and later on I realized,
我们神是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
他不会做不公义的事情。
And he won't do anything that is unrighteous.
你想啊，你跟别人拿一样的工资
，and thinking this way, if you want to take the same wages as others do.
别人工作60个小时
and the others would like to work 40 hours a week
你工作40个小时
and you only do 40 a week
你不被淘汰才怪呢
and you will be cast out
所以神让我看见说我们如果想要立定心智想要从工作里面脱离这个捆绑
and God allows me to see that if I have this determination to be delivered from the bondage of work
我们要从一个简单的生活开始
and we need to start to have a simple life
因为你简单的生活
Because if you have a simple life,
你需要就少
and you don't have that much need,
你对工作的依赖性就少
and your reliance on the work will be less.
你就不需要找那个好像是非要60个小时那么紧张那么那样的一个工作来工作
and you don't have to find a job that is so intense requiring 60 hours a week.
神确实给你找到一个环，神确实也是给我找到一个环境
and God did allow me to find a environment.
那个公司有很多的年长的。
And in that company, there's many senior staff.
所以你就知道说，这个公司的环境跟那些专门是年轻人在一起，在拼命的公司不一样。
So you can see that that's a different. Is a company's culture is very different from that from the culture with all the young blood to fight for the top.
但是这个公司也是有另外一个好像是不一样的地方。
Of course, for this company, there's something that is different.
他工资就比其他要少。
The wages with this company are less than others.
而且呢，也许要少还挺多的。
And the gap is quite significant.
所以你要做这个工作的话，你可能就不能过那样生活，那个工作所带来那个生活方式。
So if you want to work for this company, then you cannot live the way you live when you work for some other companies.
如果你没有被神带到天上
，If you have not brought by God to the in the heavenly places.
你在生活地上生活的时候，你会很难受。
And the you feel you are suffering on earth.
你看跟你同样资历、同样年龄的人。
And you can see that those who have a same experience and education and about same age.
他们可能比你要多赚一倍的钱。
They are making money more than you do, probably by double what you have.
即使现在没有。
Even you don't have now.
但是过一段时间以后，肯定以后就会多赚一倍的钱。
Or even they don't make as much as double your money, but pretty soon they're going to make that amount of money.
所以他们住的房子肯定要比你大。
So their houses are definitely going to be larger than yours.
所以他们要去度假的地方肯定要比你好。
And so the vacation places they go to will be much better than yours.
如果你心里面还酸酸的
，If you still feel there's a bitterness in you.
那你就是不是住在天上
Then you are not seated in the heavenly places.
那你就不能享受这个简单的生活方式所给你带来的祝福
Then you cannot enjoy the blessings brought by this simple life.
那你就没有见证
Then you don't have your testimony.
或者说你的见证就不真
Or your testimony is not real.
所以我里面必须被开启
So therefore our inside of us we need to be opened.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
大概是大概一两个礼拜以前
And about one or two weeks ago.
我就听见就是有人在谈论工资的事情
and there was a discussion concerning wages
我才发现上
and I found out
啊，原来真的是快到一倍了
what they are making really almost doubling what I have
你马上心里面就起反应了
and there's some kind of reaction in me
但是呢，感谢神。
And but I thank God.
因为有这个西岸特会的经历。
And because I have this experience in the conference.
我看见说，这都是在棺材里面的。
And I can see that all those things are but in the coffin.
所以我就很欢喜快乐。
And therefore I have this joy in me.
说我这个工作实在太好了。
I feel like oh the job I'm having now is so great.
我只要在四十个小时以内。
As long as I can within the 40 hours a week.
就可以把工作做完。
I can finish my work.
整个公司没有加班的概念。
And there's no overtime for the company culture.
老板也整个环境也很 nice.
And there's a working environment very nice too.
只要你心里踏实。
As long as you feel you are honest in you.
只要你就是愿意来在这个环境里面来享受这样的一个简单的生活。
As long as you are willing to enjoy this way of life in this environment.
做下去没问题。
And I think there's no problem for you to continue with your work.
所以感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
所以我今天所要分享的就是一个点，一个能力。
So I would like to I share today is just one power.
一个升天的能力。
And the power of ascension.
两幅图画。
And the two pictures.
一个是棺材里面的生活的图画。
And the one picture is the life in the coffin.
一个是坐在天上那个图画。
And the other picture is the life of being seated in the heavenly places.
希望这点的分享对大家有帮助。
And hope that my sharing be helpful to brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord through brothers' sharing, so we have much sharing.
我也来加上一点。
I would like to add some more.
相信大家都已经知道说今年西岸特会的主题是从主教导门徒的祷告里出来的。
I believe that we all know that the theme of the conference is based on the Lord's teaching his disciples concerning prayer.
当一位讲员讲到说这一段经文的实质就是主在地上生活的一个具体表现。
And one speaker mentioned that the reality of this prayer actually is the true manifestation of our Lord's life on earth.
这给我了一个深深的触动，也就是今天我来和大家分享的一个体会。
And that touched me greatly, so that's the understanding I would like to share with the brothers and sisters.
那就是我们的神实在。
And that is our God is real and practical.
或者说我们的神是实在的神。
Or we can put it this way, our God is a real and a practical God.
意思是说我们的神他真实他信实。
And it means that our God is truthful and he is faithful.
在他的工作中他务实。
And in his work, he is also practical.
那么经过特会我们都越发的知道说信实的神在我们这些人身上有一个不改变的托付。
And through the conference, we can see that the faithful God has this unchangeable entrustment on us.
随着信息把神旨意方方面面的内容展现出来。
And through the messages, the purpose of God has been revealed to us in many aspects.
我们就越发能感谢主恩的深重。
And the more we are appreciative concerning God's great grace.
我们责任的重大。
And also the great duty, responsibility on us.
但是就像刚才弟兄已经说过的。
But just like our brother just shared.
照着我们人这是一个不可能的使命。
And based on the way we are, it is a mission impossible.
这个我相信我们每个人心中这两面的感觉我们都会有对不对
I think we have these feelings, two aspects of this feeling.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
他知道他所选召的人。
Because he knows the ones that he called.
神在创世之前所设计的实际上是寄托在他儿子的身上的。
And what God has planned before the foundation of the world was on his son.
并且当时候满足的时候。
And also till the fullness of time.
他差遣他的儿子道成了肉身。
He sent his son, the word became flesh.
成为一个人。
And he became a man.
也代表着人。
And he also represented
man. 在一个实实在在的人的生活的里面。
In the real and the practical man's living.
成就了神的旨意。
He accomplished the purpose of God.
把国度、权柄、荣耀实实在在的归给了神。
He truly offered the kingdom and the power and the glory to God in the real way.
因此，他也作为新人类的元首、新人类的代表。
Therefore, he is the head and the representative of the new creature.
已经先进入了神为人预备的荣耀里面。
He has already entered into the glory God has prepared for man.
神坚固的根基因此就立住了。
And therefore, the God's firm foundation has been established.
并且神将主耶稣基督这一个为着神的旨意，并且也是成就了神旨意的这个生命。
And also, God, give this life of the Lord Jesus Christ, which accomplish and for God's purpose.
赐给我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
To us who have been saved by His grace.
在这个生命的里面。
And in this life.
天和地就连接起来。
And there's a connection between heaven and earth.
在这个的生命的里面。
And in this life.
天上的神就在地上找到了可以托付他旨意的人。
And the God in heaven has found a group of people who can be entrusted with his purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，By the brothers and sisters，
我们的神是实在的。
Our God is a real and a practical God.
他不仅做了实在的设计、实在的安排
，Not only did he make these plans and arrangement，
他不仅付出了实在的代价
，Not only did he pay the price，
他不仅把这个生命已经放在了我们的里面
，Not only did he put this life in us.
我们都承认说在基督里神的预备一无欠缺。
And we all acknowledge that there's nothing lacking in the life of Christ.
这些认识是重要的。
And this understanding is very important.
但是我自己里面有一个深深的感觉。
But deep within me, I have this strong feeling.
这些认识只不过是一个起点。
And this understanding is but a beginning starting point.
我们不能停留在这个起点里面。
We cannot just stay in this beginning.
也就是我们不能仅仅停留在这些认识的里面。
That is to say that we cannot just stay in this understanding.
因为神寄望在我们身上得着的。
Because of what God desires to gain from us.
就如同当年在主耶稣在地上生活时所得着的一样。
Just like he would like to gain from the life of our Lord Jesus Christ when he lived on earth.
那么我们要问说。
And therefore, we need to confess.
神在我们身上的指望如何能成真呢
？And how God can realize His hope on us?
今天的关键是
，And the critical point now is
实在的神要在人身上得着实在的配合。
And the real and the practical God would like to gain a real and the practical cooperation from man.
好，或者我再说一遍
，Or I put it, I said it again.
神在我们身上的指望如何能成真呢
？How God's hope on us be realized？
那个关键就是实在的神需要我们人实在的配合。
And that is the real and the practical God would like require real and the practical cooperation from man。
在特会中，五位讲员不仅将神旨意的内容、生活侍奉的原则大量的阐述出来。
And in the conference, through the five speakers, the way and the will of God was fully manifested, delivered to us.
他们带我们一同来注视我们的主耶稣基督。
And they also brought us to gaze upon our Lord Jesus Christ.
回到我们的主的生命的里面。
And brought us to return to the life of Jesus.
引导我们靠着这个生命而活。
And he led us to live by this life.
在这个生命里发展。
In this life, we shall develop.
今天这个生命在我们身上发展多少？
And how much of this life is developing us?
神在我们身上就得着多少？
How much God can gain in us?
这个就是我们给神实在的配合。
And this is the real and the practical cooperation we have.
那么更进一步来说
，And take one step further.
这个生命的发展啊，它是有自己的规律的。
And the development of this life has his own principle.
我们把自己奉献给主。
As we consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们把完全归给主。
And if we give the lordship to him.
那个具体的表现就是我们顺服他，依靠他。
And the real expression of that is we trust in him and we also obey him.
因此我们也就开始在他里面经受到那一个大能。
And therefore, in this way, we can experience the great power in him.
在我们的里面。
Inside of us.
也在我们的中间。
And also among us.
改变我们。
He will change us.
建立我们。
He will establish us.
神因此就为自己制造出一群有他形象样式的人。
And therefore, God will make a people who are of his likeness and his image.
能够在地上做他的见证。
And they can become his testimony on earth.
也能在地上就进入他给人的使命。
And they can enter into the commission he has entrusted to man.
因此我们借着祷告就能在地上为神执掌完全，管理万有。
And through prayer, then we can rule for God and rule for all things.
而且我们越是这样实际的、主观的，以基督为我们的生命。
And if we take Christ as our life in this real and practical way,
我们真的就知道说基督在我们的心中真的是成了有荣耀的盼望。
And then we can truly realize that Jesus Christ has become the hope of glory in us.
神也因此在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉中真正得了荣耀。
And God shall be glorified in a real way in our lives and also in our service.
但今天在我们的实际的生活里面，我们可能会面临着一个问题。
But yet in our daily lives, we may encounter this issue.
或许我们会承认说前途真的是荣耀的。
And we may acknowledge that indeed we have a glorious future.
但是我们看见说我们真的是常常在现实的生活中好像是被困住的。
And yet we feel like we are bound in our daily lives.
可能我们会觉得说我这个人的性格麻烦太多了。
And we feel like, oh, there's too much a problem with my personality.
可能会觉得说我们环境对我们的挑战太大了。
And we see so much a challenge from our circumstances.
我们总是有这样或者那样的理由。
And we always have this reason or that reason.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们都知道说我们的神他不偏待人
And we know that our Lord is not partial
而且招我们的主
And the Lord who calls us
他是照着我们的名来招我们的
He calls us according to our name
他知道我们每一个人里里外外各种各样的情况
He knows our condition inside out
只要我们愿意活在这个生命的里面
As long as we are willing to live in this life
他总是要能够证明给我们看说
He always wants to prove to us
他在生命中的预备是足够的
And his provision in this life sufficient
他对着我们的这个恩典是过于我们所求所想的
And the grace he has given to us is far beyond what we are asking for
那么这次在特会的里面啊
And in the conference
讲员们提到了很多前面的圣徒们
And the speakers use examples of the past of saints.
有旧约的，有新约的。
And those in the Old Testament and also those in the New Testament.
有个人的，有团体的。
Individuals and also corporate groups.
他们都是和我们有一样性情的人。
And those are peoples of the same natures as ours.
但是在他们的一生中。
And yet in their lifetimes.
却见证了一件事情。
They can prove one thing.
那就是神是他们的开始。
That is to prove that God is their beginning.
也是在他们的一生的路途中间。
And also through their lifetime.
训练他们，带领他们。
They were trained and led by God.
最后，真真实实的成全了他们。
And in the end, they were perfected by God.
他们所做的，就是把自己真的放在神的手中。
What they did was just put themselves entirely into the hands of God.
让他来带领。
Allow him to lead.
让他来训练。
Allow him to train.
他们越是跟随神。
The more they follow God.
他们就对神，对神的旨意越清楚。
The more clearly, they will see God and know God and see his will.
他们越是跟随神。
The more they follow God.
神就把他们改变得越是荣美。
And the more they will be changed into beauty.
因此他们不仅让神的旨意落实在了他们的身上。
And not only did they allow God's will realize in them.
并且成为当时世代神旨意传递执行的一个管道一个器皿。
But they also have become a channel for the execution and the flowing of God's will.
使人得着祝福使神得着荣耀。
So that people can be blessed and then God can be glorified.
今天神成全我们。
Today God is perfecting us.
就如成全他们是一样的。
Just like what he did for those saints.
他不仅带我们朝向一个同一个荣耀的目的。
He is leading us into the same goal.
而且神知道如何带领我们。
And he also knows how to lead us.
就像刚才弟兄们跟我们所分享的他里面的荣耀丰富国度权柄能力。
And just like our brother shared with us, the abundance and the glory and the power and the kingdom in him.
就是我们的后盾。
And are our backing.
难怪我们回头看的时候，我们看见很，我们唱了很多的诗歌，我们看了很多的传记，我们看了前面很多人的见证。
No wonder as we look back, we have a song and a lot of hymns, and also we have read many biographies and also testimony others.
这些人一生跟随主回头的时候，他们都要说。
At the end of those brothers and sisters' life, they will say,
我们的神是奇妙的。
Our God is wonderful.
我们的神是用怜悯与恩典冠我们一生的。
He has crowned us with grace and mercy.
神不是把一个重担给我们。
God has not burdened us with a heavy burden.
神是用恩典在带领我们。
God has led us with His grace.
神实在让见证人真是如云彩一样的围着我们。
God used many witnesses as a cloud surrounding us.
但弟兄姊妹们
，But brothers and sisters,
凡有的
，Those who have,
神还要加给他。
God will give them more.
神难道不是这样恩上加恩的在带领我们吗
？Isn't God leading us in this way, grace upon grace?
难道我们不都是已经承受了主生命的人吗
？Have we not received His life?
难道我们不都是已经尝过主恩滋味的人吗
？Have we not tasted His goodness?
他要让那些婴孩和吃奶的
，He will allow the babes and the infants
尝到主恩的实在
，to taste the reality of His grace.
他不仅今天指明了我们一个目的
，Not only has He pointed to us a purpose，
而且他需要我们今天的生活去逼近那个目的。
But he would like to use our lives approaching that purpose.
他要让那些婴孩和吃奶的呀，可以走好今天这一步。
He would like to use the babe and infants to walk well today.
活好今天这一天。
To live well today.
让今天就可以成为一个证据。
So even today will be evidence.
成为一个宣告。
And to make today as a declaration.
宣告说是神。正在带领他的众子进荣耀里去
Declaring that God is leading his many sons into glory
愿神真的在教会的身上得着荣耀
May God truly gain glory in his church
Amen
Amen